You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Hours after Congress leader Sam Pitroda's remark triggered a massive row, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the people of the country will not tolerate insults on the basis of skin color. Addressing a rally in Warangal, PM Modi demanded an answer from Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. Passengers protested at several airports across the country as Air India Express cancelled more than 80 international and domestic flights after senior crew members went on a mass sick leave. While the airline offered the passengers a full refund or a complimentary rescheduling to another date, the flyers did not seem to be satisfied. Several videos of stranded angry passengers at the Delhi, Thiruvananthapuram and Kochi airports went viral on social media. This April was the warmest since 1979, making it the 11th month in a row that is the warmest on record, according to Copernicus Climate Change Service. The ERA 5 dataset shows most parts of peninsular India record above normal temperatures during April. There were some patches in the Arabian Sea and Bay of Bengal that were among the warmest globally, maps show. The potential big foreign inflows into Indian bonds will help the rupee recover from near a record low, but the nation's central bank is likely to limit the extent of gains, according to Fitch Ratings. The rupee is expected to appreciate to 82 per dollar by the year-end, from about 83.50 currently, Jeremy Zook, a director at Fitch in Hong Kong, said. Not supermodels or pop star, it was our very own Desi girl Alia Bhatt who was the most visible celebrity at the Met Gala. Alia made her second Met Gala appearance ever in New York, setting social media on fire with her pictures, videos and her stunning Sabyasachi sari. As per a report on influencer marketing platform Lefty, Alia and Sabyasachi left behind the biggest celebrities, influencers and brands when it came to visibility.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.